relationship. If you look at the Bible, at the very beginning, God says, oh, it's good. He creates and it's good, it's good, it's good. And the first not good is when he says it is not good for man to be alone. And it's not good for man to be alone. We were built for a relationship because we were built as a we were built in the image of God, who is in his very essence in relationship. God is three in one, Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, constantly in relationship. And we too are built in his image. And so crave, need as human beings, that relationship. Now don't get me wrong, right? I don't want to just throw out there that technology is bad. I don't think like that guy's, whoa, fly. Just come flying at my face. I don't think we're saying that technology is bad. You know, for me, you know, I love technology. I think it's amazing. You know, and for me, I think it's an outworking of being created again in God's image. You know, God is creator God. He created everything we see. And technology is part of that creative nature that he put in us. To have that desire to create. And so we form things like technology. And that's wonderful and great. But it's when it starts getting in the way of relationships that we've got a real problem. And I think there's such an incredible challenge for us as Christians to get this, because this is how we are meant to be different from the world. We are meant to be able to, in our relationships, show the world that there's a different way. We're supposed to be showing that we're disciples by the way we love one another. And we don't do that through our phones and through Facebook. It's through being together. It's about modeling this relationship that is deeper than anything else anybody understands out there. And so I really feel the challenge that God is laying on us is look up. Look up from our phones. And you might be sitting there tonight thinking, oh, I'm not all that bad, actually. You know, I when I first watched it, I was like, well, he's always talking about phones. If you know me at all, I'm not bothered by my phone. Most of the time, it's out of charge. I very rarely look at it. So I'm not that bothered by my phone. You know, I can't stand Facebook. Don't get me started on Facebook. I'm not really bothered by Twitter. So I'm like, oh, I'm not that bad. But you know what? When I go home, I'm practically attached to my computer. When I'm at work, I'm practically attached to my computer. You know, when it's not my computer, I'm watching the TV. You know, and I can't actually remember the last time that Narelle and I sat and ate dinner without the TV on. You know, our relationship suffers because of technology. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, we need to look up. We need to show the world that we're different by looking up and changing our relationships so that they are more like the ones that Jesus modeled, the one that God wants us to have, that is relationship, that is deep, that we love one another, and that people might notice. So we need to look up for our relationships. But you know what? We need to look up for other people. We need to look up because actually there are some people who don't know anymore what a relationship is and how to be like that. When he said, you know, we've got a generation growing up that have just seen us staring at screens and think it's the norm. It's so true, you know. And we had this wonderful moment at Sunday Night Social the other week that I was really uncomfortable. All right, we watched that video, all right, which is fine. And we have one young person that I won't say who it is, who just sits on their phone constantly, whether we're upstairs in, you know, in Pulse Light or whether we're at Sunday Night Social, they're always on their phone playing games. And this evening when we watched that video, we just kept turning around to them, all of us, and going, look up, be in present with us, look up, until the point when one of, it wasn't me, one of the other young people confiscated their phone. And I was a bit like, you can't do that. I can do that, but you can't do that. But they did. And then it got, you know, hidden. I was a bit uncomfortable with it, you know, but what happened was amazing. This young person started actually participating, actually being with us in the group, rather than feeling judged as I thought they might. They actually felt like they'd been given permission to join in. You know, that actually, instead of feeling like we were saying you're doing something wrong, they felt like these people actually want me. These people actually want to be in relationship with me. And I wonder how many people out there feel exactly the same, but don't know it. And this is the thing, as Christians, we need to model this relationship that comes up to people and says, actually, I want to know you. I want to be in relationship with you. I mean, that's a bit awkward walking up to somebody and going, I want to be in relationship with you. But you know what I mean? You know, our friends that stand there with their phones, actually saying to them, you know what, could you put that away? Because I want to be here with you, not with other people. I try and do it with you every now and again, and it works, doesn't it? I sort of like, I don't want you on your phone, I want you here. I'm getting all evil stares now, but you know, she could say exactly the same with me, with my laptop, with the TV, you know. And I think one of the challenges really for us tonight is we need to look up, and I could list all the things that could, all technology that could get in the way of our just sitting down and being here together. But actually what it's going to take is you to look up and see, where is technology actually standing in the way of your relationships? Where are you letting it get in the way? And so we need to look up for the sake of our relationships. We need to look up so that other people might be okay. But you know what? We need to look up because Jesus, when I first watched that, one verse came into my mind, and it was John 10:10, when Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life in all its fullness." And I don't know about you, but you know, on days off, sometimes I will just sit and play games. I will sit and, you know, look at certain things on my phone or whatever like that. You know, I don't think I've ever finished a time like that and gone, "Yeah, that was life in all its fullness." You know, obviously Jesus is talking about a relationship with God. And let's face it, our relationship with God suffers thanks to technology. And again, we need to look up and see the life in all his fullness that he gives. But you know what? The moments that I think of in my life where I go, "Yeah, do you know what? That was life in all its fullness." It was when I was with other people. It was when I was with God and other people. It was Soul Survivor. It was my wedding. It was all these different times when we were with, when we were together. And those are the moments where that community feel, and that God is there, that life is there in all its fullness. And so we need to look up and not miss that. That is, I mean, I know he had the cheesy romantic story, which I was like, "Oh, come on. You know, nobody would walk along a road with a bit of paper, like, where am I going?" You'd get your phone out, obviously. But the point is, right, we would miss out. We would miss out. We could miss out on life in all its fullness now, if we don't look up. And then the thing that I really wanted to get to tonight is actually, you know what? We need to go beyond just looking up there, and we need to look up there. Because every single day, you know, our relationship with God is there to be built, to be grown, to be worked on, to be there to be loved by him. And every single day he pours out blessings on us, even though we don't notice them, we don't recognize them. And they might be because we've had them for so long, we don't see them anymore. But God blesses us every single day with friends, with family, with prosperity, with jobs, with food. And we get so used to them, we forget that actually, you know what, he's blessing us. He's pouring out abundantly onto us. And we forget. And so we need to stop and we need to look up at the abundance, the blessing that he is just pouring out on us every single day. And you know what? I know, you know, I stand in here tonight and I'm knackered. I haven't left since this morning. You know, I'm a bit stressed out about this stuff around here that doesn't look quite how I wanted it to. And Holiday Club isn't quite ready. And I've got an essay due in. And you guys have got exams. And you guys have got work. And, you know, so often can easily pick out the rubbish stuff that's going on. But we need to stop and we need to look up and see the blessing that is given to us every day and count them. You know, that old song that Judith sang to us in Pulse Planning, "Count your blessings one by one." Oh, I won't get you to do it, don't worry. You know, we should stop and we should count our blessings because God is giving them to us. And you know what, I'm not trying to make light of, you might be in a sucky situation at the moment, and I'm not trying to say that, oh, just buck up. you know, we do go through terrible situations. We do struggle. We do have stressful exams and stressy times at work. But you know what? Even in those places throughout the Bible, one of the best psalms are the ones where David goes, "Oh God, look what's going on." And then at the end he goes, "But even in this place, you are good." And even in the places of real trouble, and I'm not trying to gloss over it, and we want to share in the troubled times as well as the good times. But even in those times, God is good, and we should stop, look up, and count our blessings. So, you know what, I want to just do that now, all right? We are here today, you're all looking down now, look up. We're going to get together and just in small groups, we're just going to stop and we're going to talk about, just share one thing that God has blessed you with today. And I know it's going to be hard because you're like, oh, well, I can never think of this thing. But, you know, it can be as simple as the food you had for lunch. It can be as simple as the family member you spoke to this morning. You know, because these are incredible blessings in our lives. So what I want us to do is to just get together in groups. Okay, look up, see people around. You know what, it'd be great if you guys interspersed up there. It would be really good. They're not going to come to you because they think you're scary. So you go to them. And let's just share some blessings together. Go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, Dan. Right.